Welcome to the Search Storage podcast on compliance and storage during the COVID-19 situation. I'm Anthony Adshead, storage editor with Computer Weekly. Today I have with me Mathieu Gorge, who is CEO of Visitrust. And today we're going to be talking further about the compliance risks that face businesses during the COVID-19 situation. And the first question I'm going to be asking Mathieu is precisely that. What risks are there that we need to be aware of during the current COVID-19 situation?
Thanks, Anthony. Well, first of all, we need to understand that the risk surface of any organization has dramatically increased. We went from a minority of people remote working to everybody working from home. And that obviously means that a number of folks might have had to use personal devices because they may not have been supplied with company devices to start with. And even though some companies are sending out laptops to employee homes, it's still a problem because you kind of mix and match personal storage with company storage, even though there's still cloud storage available. There's also a major increase in malware at the moment, ransomware and phishing, as well as some phone scams related to COVID-19. So you need to make sure that you're fully aware of that. If you look at compliance from a generic perspective, that still applies. PCI DSS, for instance, still applies, and they've issued some advisory around those scams and the issues with malware. But they've also said, you know, we appreciate that this is a transformation time for how we work. That said, PCI will apply. You still need to protect credit card holder data. And in fact, we're seeing similar advisories from the ICO and from the CNIL in France saying that you need to be careful. You need to watch out how you store your data, how you transmit it, how you process it. And bear in mind that at some stage, the crisis will be over and we'll still be going to check that people are remaining in compliance. So it's important not to drop your guards.
Thanks, Mathieu. The next question is then, how do organizations ensure that they don't drop their guard during the current situation?
So I think the first step is to update, or if you don't have one, design and implement a teleworking policy that is extremely strong and detailed, and that shows what kind of data you can work on remotely, what kind of systems you can access, the type of authentication that needs to be used in order to access the systems. The value of data, reminding people of the value of data. I'm talking about how the data is created, whether it's structured or unstructured, how it's actually saved, stored, and that requires some additional training. So we're seeing a huge increase in requests for remote training and e-learning, primarily on basic cybersecurity, but on data storage and privacy. So the focus is really on data. One thing I would say is that security advice and compliance advice is still available from many firms, albeit remotely. And again, we're seeing a number of large organizations, but also a number of large and important standards organizations and regulators issuing advice as to how to conduct remote assessments, how to use checklists to make sure that you don't fall out of compliance. So the advice would be to train your users, make sure you update your policy and focus on the data and use the checklists, make sure that you don't fall out of compliance at this time, because this crisis will pass and the compliance is not going to go away. So stay safe and don't drop your guard.
Thanks, Mathieu. That's all for this podcast. More coming soon, and for more information on storage, compliance, etc., check out computerweekly.com.